Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Flu season, big time now. Is that right?
Flu season's here. It's here.
Yeah, and has been here for a while, but you're starting to see the peak of it.
Well, we haven't had nearly as many cases as last year. Last year was the worst on record in many years.
Really?
So this year has kind of paled in comparison to that. But starting last week, we've seen many positive cases in our emergency departments.
Last week of January, first week of February.
Right.
About in that range. And when I say it's peaked, you don't know when it's peaked, really, do you?
Right. We're just starting to see large amounts of cases in our departments.
So I was looking at an article here. Now, this was out of Lubbock, but I don't know that it would be that much different here. It says the peak flu season usually is in February or into March. So it may yet and probably is still out in front of us here a bit.
Right. We still have some time that it will be out there, so there's still time for you to go get that flu shot.
Well, I was going to ask about that because I have been, it's one of those things, I've been meaning to do it and haven't done it, so it's still worthwhile to do it even now.
Right. It's about a two-week window for your body to use the vaccine to build immunity, but it's certainly worth it, especially since we saw such a long flu season last year.
Mm-hmm. So is it possible to say how many folks you all have seen either in Commerce or Quinlan or overall in the past few weeks?
This has been a really busy week. So in Quinlan, we've seen about 30% more than general, just a increase this week of that. And then Commerce has been fairly busy, and there's quite a few flu cases in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. My wife came down with something the other day. I don't know what it was. And I said, so you don't think it's the flu, do you? And she said, no, the flu is this, that, and the other. So obviously I'm not very knowledgeable. So tell me then and tell everyone what the specific symptoms that we're seeing with this particular strain of flu this year would be.
Okay. Flu, generally, you may run a fever. Some people, it depends on the person. Some people can run a higher fever. Children typically run a higher fever. You may have a low grade, though, if you're an adult. Typically, body aches and just feeling very bad. A lot of fatigue, decrease in appetite, and you can have some nausea. We have not seen a lot of GI symptoms with this strain of the flu. So
GI symptoms being?
As in nausea, vomiting,
okay,
or diarrhea.
Okay. Yeah. So the number one thing or one or two things that distinguish it from a bad cold would be?
High fever and body aches.
Okay. Okay. We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. This article out of Lubbock is talking about some of the things you can do, and they say drink orange juice, but this particular article says lemonade might be a little bit better, but a lot of fluids anyway.
Lots of fluids. Vitamin C does cut down on the bacteria, the viral load, I'm sorry. And so vitamin C is good if you're able to take that. Increased fluids will always help, mm-hmm, just as much as anything. Antipyretics, so if you have a fever, that puts your body to increase stress. So certainly with children, we want to treat fever and make sure that they stay hydrated. And good hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ill, you need to stay at home.
Mm.
Send someone to the store for you. Mm. Don't go yourself. Sometimes it's good to give, but not this time
of
year.
Right.
So just good common sense. Don't be around elderly people or anyone who is immune compromised. We surely don't want to get them ill. So small children and older folks are who we worry about the most with this.
This article says if you have a sore throat, eat marshmallows. Ever heard that before?
I have not.
Well, it says it coats the throat, but I can imagine that might help. I said, or drink honey. Now that, or eat honey, I guess. So that I've heard before.
Okay.
Honey, what might be another thing that might help? Take a hot bath, it says. It'll help sweat things out a little bit. Do you agree with that?
I cannot comment that I would think that's necessarily right.
If you have a fever, maybe
right,
that's not going to be such a thing that's going to be enjoyable for you.
Right, and I don't recommend that with your children. So.
Okay, good. Well, something else we're going to talk about, and may need to talk about this again another time, but Hunt Regional has a new service, and this is inpatient dialysis, and has just been available since the first of the year.
Right. We're very excited about this because this serves a population in our community that we've kind of identified that has a need for us. So previously, if a person has renal failure or is on dialysis, we have not been able to treat them if they needed to be an inpatient. So if you have a broken hip or pneumonia or if you need to spend any time in the hospital, we weren't able, equipped to take care of these patients. So we had to transfer them to other facilities. So since this service has become available, we're thankful. So we'll be able to keep more people closer to home.
Mm-hmm. And this is done on a contract basis, you said, that you bring in folks who provide the service.
Right. This is a specialty service, and it's by highly qualified people that perform only this service. So we have our general nurses that take care of you on the unit, and then this service is just a specialty.
So do they bring in some kind of special technology with them, or do you already have that at the hospital?
We have the equipment. Uh-huh. And the supplies that are needed for that.
Right. So dialysis is mostly for kidney trouble?
Right. Dialysis is when you have kidney failure, and so your body's not able to filter the toxins in it, mm-hmm. and to keep your blood healthy. And so hemodialysis just exchanges the blood and takes care of that for you.
Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, Director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.